Now it's gonna go guego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from across Turtle Island. Today I'm excited to welcome A.W. Cardinal, Cree and Métis, and his life partner, creative partner, Jasmine Collette, a.k.a. Badlands Jazz. Together they form Blue Moon Marquee. They're out of Alberta, Canada, and today we're talking about their latest release, Scream, Holler, and Howl, produced by legendary blues artist Duke Robillard. Also of note, this album is up for consideration for a Grammy. We have a lot to talk about. Stick around. You're listening to Gyno.
Going down to the honky tonk. I'm gonna flip. I'm gonna fly. Honey, baby, look so fine. You're gonna make me lose my mind.
Scream, Holler, and Howl from the Blue Moon Marquee's brand new release, the title track, in fact, gracing your earbuds on today's edition of Gyno. Welcome back, and of course, I'm excited for today's conversation as I get to welcome A.W. Cardinal and Jasmine Collette back to the show. It's been a long time. Nyawis Gyno, you two, how are you doing today?
We're doing good, man. Good to be back. Good to hear your voice again.
As we were getting caught up, it's almost like, you know, we're on the other side of a dimensional wormhole or something like that. But here we are. I got to double check. I think we made it in one piece.
Yeah. I left some things behind.
Yeah. But. You know, first and foremost, congratulations on an amazing new release. I mean, what a collection of tunes. And I really want to get into some of the specifics, your guest appearances and the overall production and things like that as we get moving in our conversation. But for the sake of the new listener out there, let's go ahead and start with a few introductions. Please tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Yeah, well, I'm A.W. Cardinal. I'm a Cree Métis from Central Alberta, Canada. And then my cohort here, my partner, Jasmine Collette, we play in a band called Blue Moon Marquee, and we love jazz and blues music. That's where we're coming from, man.
Jazz, if I remember correctly, I mean, you pick up the bass after you two become a couple, yeah?
Yeah, I picked up the upright around 2013 or so after we started playing together.
Just because, I mean, you guys are looking for a specific kind of feel and sound, yeah?
Yeah, there's that. And I mean, I'd always wanted to play one before, and it was just seemed like the perfect place and band, you know, just the other bands I played in, it didn't quite fit for whatever reason. And Al really encouraged me and was really supportive with that. So, yeah, that's where that began.
Most definitely. And Al, I mean, you've always loved these swampy sounds, yeah?
Yeah. You know, we both come from playing punk music in our younger years. But I always wanted to know where the people that I was listening to, where their influences came from. And by doing that, it took me back to the blues, coming from punk and rock and roll music. It all kind of leads back to the blues. I remember one time I was it was called Cow Lake Store, and there was a guy playing on stage, and I leaned over to my friend's father. I said, what is he doing there? He said, well, he's playing the blues. And so I went out and bought a record, and that record was a best of Blind Willie Johnson. And then that kind of got me hooked on the whole thing.
As we were getting caught up kind of in our pre-interview, and we're talking about a shared love of music history and obviously a lot of the similarities. Now, Rumble, the documentary that came out a few years back, The Indians Who Rocked the World, right? It does a great job highlighting, you know, that connection between the black and indigenous musicians down in the Deep South. You know, at what point in your musical journeys did that become more apparent to you as well, these connections that way?
Well, I kind of always felt connected to that. That going to powwows as a young kid and hearing the drummers and the singers at such an early age, and then later on in my life, hearing some of the blues music that was created, the rhythms and the call and response is very similar to me. And we were talking about a song that by Little Walter does the rendition of Rollin' and Tumblin', and in that song you can hear the clear influence of native drumming and singing in that song. And so with this record that we just did now, we're kind of incorporating things like that, and also Native Americans storytelling, which is a big part of culture and the legends and the lores and bringing that into the music as well. I mean, I love that. It's very influential to me.
Blue Moon Marquee has had quite the wild ride so far. As I've expressed in conversations in the past, you know, I love that Tom Waits kind of grit that's there with your sound as well. And of course, I'm excited to start to get back into our listening here in just a few. And naturally, as has become a little bit of an unofficial feature here on Gynote, you two were kind enough to recommend quite a number of songs that we got to hear. You know, we're talking old blues. We are going to be getting on Little Walter's take on Rollin' and Tumblin' before our time is up. Also, we can't have this conversation without including Charlie Patton, you know. So
yeah.
Well, we're going to get one of his timeless classics on as well. But, you know, even on the contemporary side, Richard Inman and Julian Taylor. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of listening to do as well. So I was wondering if, Jazz, you'd be so kind to help introduce this next track we're going to hear.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, this was a song, I believe. Yeah, this was one of the first ones we were recording in the studio. We had the great Duke Robillard in with us. And we were talking about kind of that this song is also inspired by that rhythmic, pulsating, you know, that T-bone rhythm. We were all kind of really inspired with that, with the idea of this song and Lil Walter, yeah. So, the lyrics came out of, I guess, just being fed up, a feeling of fed up frustration out of sort of the hectic chaos that was going on during the first bit of the pandemic, where it just seems like reality was difficult to grasp in a lot of ways, you know, politically and socially, and especially with that thing that was running the show down where you guys are. I don't even want to say its name. We all know, but
I'll bleep it out anyway, you know.
Yeah, bleep it the heck out of there. Anyway, so just sort of astonished at what corporate greed continues to get away with, and yeah.
That's right. We got a lot of great listening for you out there in Radio Land today. So without further ado, before this block is up, one from Paul Stewart, Little Walter, and this one is Blue Moon Marquis, Hound Dog on a Train from the Scream, Holler, and Howl album. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno. course, many a musician and bands have covered Rolling and Tumbling throughout the decades, but, you know, we're winding it way back with Little Walter winding down that block on today's episode of Gyno. Welcome back to the conversation. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. I'm excited to continue getting caught up with Al Cardinal and Jasmine Collette, a.k.a. Badlands Jazz. We're discussing their brand new album, Scream, Holler, and Howl. We were getting caught up on some of their musical upbringings, their shared love of the blues and searching for a sound. And at this time, I do want to, you know, start to tie things back into this particular album. Jazz, you were mentioning that Hound Dog on a Chain was one of the first kind of for this collection. And you mentioned how the pandemic is really what this album is born out of. All right, so let's set the scene. You guys are now stuck at home, right? Which I've seen pictures. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Beautiful home, by the way. Working on motorcycles, working on planting. But, you know, take us through a little bit of this process with the album.
Yeah, sure. When everything unraveled and screeched to a halt, you know, I think it took a lot of people who've been living on the road and playing for many, many years a bit of time to just adjust and navigate to this new reality. And at first, I got to say, it was a bit hard to write. It was hard, difficult to feel focused or inspired. But after a few, after 5 or 6 months or so, I felt we really got, writing again and really dove into our album collection and influences that we've had over the years, and started to, write a new bunch of songs really inspired by this early rhythm of blues and this jazz. And it was something we talked about with Holger Peterson, who's a longtime CBC radio host, about bringing somebody in to record with us, because we've always just self-produced our album. And I can't remember who brought up his name exactly. I think it might have been Holger, who suggested Duke to come work with us. And, I mean, that felt like it was reaching pretty high. Just two young kids from, Alberta, Canada, who love the blues and jazz. But Holger said, I'll reach out to him and I'll send him some stuff. And he was into it. So that was also extremely motivating and exciting, and helped get the train rolling again, get the machine oiled, and bringing Duke in to record was like a dream come true. But as Al says, I didn't even have the dream to begin with. That was pretty special for us to be able to experience that with such a titan, such a giant of the history of this music. And we all connected so easily. It was a pretty fast friendship. And just felt so wonderful to record with him.
Al, especially for you, I mean, if I remember correctly, you had studied a lot of his playing and kind of learned some of his techniques in the past. So, I mean, this is really a dream come true, yeah?
Yeah. When I first started learning to play guitar, he has these Sonic Junction lessons online where he'll put up a song a week. And when I started learning how to play, I would take his lessons. And so years later, comes time that he's going to be in the studio and I'm going to be sitting there across from him playing music together, I was nervous, to say the least, but he made us all feel pretty welcome within the first 5 minutes of meeting him. And but it was pretty great. There's some songs on here where we're trading solos. The song Countryman on the album, where we're just sitting across from each other, trading solos. And at the end of it, he said, he's like, oh, did you learn that from me? Because that sounds like something that I would say. And I say, yeah, I stole it from you completely, fair and square.
Let's be honest. You were maybe looking for a reaction too, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty... if somebody like that, Duke founded the Room Full of Blues and the Fabulous Thunderbirds and played with B.B. King and just has a storied career. So if Duke says he likes something, or you hear him say, "Oh yeah," you know you're on the right track, and it feels good. It feels great.
Well, I certainly feel like that provides a great opportunity to get back into our listening today. And as a matter of fact, we're going to hear the song we're just talking about. So before this block of listening is up, we're going to be hearing one from Julian Taylor. I also have some Applebee, Reinhardt, and Mahfood with No Date. We're kicking things off right now. Turn it up and sing along. This is Countryman featuring Duke Robillard from Blue Moon Marquee's Scream, Holler, and Howl. You're listening to Gyno.
Empty hands.